Hello, I'm John Branion, and this is the number two devotional in America. Welcome to the Daily Deuce.
The stupid idea of the day is men shouldn't make laws affecting women's bodies. Specifically, this bit of stupidity is intended to convey the message that women should be able to murder unborn children without men interfering. If you agree that women should be free from laws affecting their bodies, you can stop listening. Now that we've unloaded the dead weight, let's examine the idiotic assertion that women's bodies cannot be governed by men's laws. And let's publicize its uselessness. If you've been uncertain about how to respond to the dopey memes that your pro-abortion friends post on social media, this may help you. It probably won't help them because they're blinded by sin, but that's not your responsibility. Every law that exists affects women's bodies, every single one. A woman's physical body is what she uses to affect other people. The law limits her ability to affect the rest of us. She can't use her body to shoplift. She can't use her body to drive a car through a petting zoo. She can't use her body to paint graffiti on my house, and she can't use her body to swing a hatchet at my skull. Laws only apply to bodies. There are no laws governing your mind. There are no illegal thoughts. It is your body that commits crimes. Anti-abortion laws are not different from any other rule that outlaws physically harming other people. The law prevents you from using your body to hurt other bodies. Lawless people don't like laws. That's not surprising. It's also not important. The opinions of lawless people don't matter. Laws don't exist for the benefit of those who break them. Laws exist to protect the rest of us from the wicked things that lawless people choose to do with their bodies. My body, my choice is not true. In order to participate in civilized society, you give up your right to do whatever pleases you. The law requires you to think of other people. You either submit to the laws of the land or suffer the penalties of rebelliousness. Selfishness will be punished. If you truly want to live without laws, give yourself to God. There is a kind of anarchy that applies to you when the Spirit of God controls your body. But the fruit of the Spirit is love, joy, peace, patience, kindness, goodness, faithfulness, gentleness, and self-control. Against such things, there is no law. Galatians 5:22.